man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly.
Hey, folks. Welcome, folks. You're tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon here on Wednesday, March 28, 2018. I'm James Kelso. The show is live. You can tell from all the mix-ups and mess-ups I do here live on live radio. That's part of the fun. That's why you come. And so we'll see what kind of how we can go haywire today. You can join in the fun with your phone calls at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I'm up in North Dakota, Republic Broadcasting Network, which I know you are a sponsor, a supporter of, is located down in Austin, Texas, where we've actually got a bricks and mortar radio network. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. That's impossible, but John Stadtmiller has done it. It's not a podcast. It's not something from grandma's basement. It's not rebroadcasts of some other antique or something. It's a lot of great live radio. I can tell you what a pleasure it is for me as a host. I've got these engineers that are much smarter than myself down in Austin, taking care of every problem I manage to create. And then John Stadtmiller has to worry about the headaches. He worries about the headaches. He keeps the whole thing alive. He keeps it funded. And so I can concentrate on giving you some good radio. And that's what we need. We need a real radio network. And John Stadtmiller has created that. But we're always, he's always hanging on by his fingernails. So you can make a real difference with even your small contribution. Please do it. Well, let's see if we can give you something interesting tonight. Here on the Trump Phenomenon. You know, there's one individual I have spotted. I try to find the gem out there, the best interview, the best story, and then in the little time we have together, give you that so that you don't have to spend all day combing through the news to find the same story. And one individual I've spotted about whom I'm incredibly happy is Joe DiGenova. Boy, is this guy sharp. Also his wife, Victoria Tensing. It's a hard name, T-O-E-N-S-I-N-G. And I didn't realize they were married to each other. I was a big fan of Joe DiGenova's, and I was a big fan of Victoria Tensing. And then talk about hallelujah, brother and sister, when Donald Trump, out of the blue, appointed or selected Joe DiGenova as his attorney to handle the ongoing Mueller and FISA gate, all this FBI gate that's going on. Then I realized, I did a little research, and what did Donald Trump do immediately thereafter? He put Victoria Tensing on his team as well. Oh my goodness. And she is every bit as hard-hitting as her husband, every bit as brilliant as her husband. So I want to play a little of Joe DiGenova for you to just spark your juices here tonight. And let's just listen to him. This gem that I found, I think, is one of the best. Nobody packages what's going on as well as Joe DiGenova. And you'll hear it here. This guy is a brilliant mind and a brilliant communicator. Here he goes.
There is huge civil liability for CrowdStrike and for the FBI officials. And there is, right now, there's at least two lawsuits pending.
Let me pause this. I jumped in a little bit in the middle right there. Let's go to the beginning. Here it is. Now, there's a wonderful woman interviewing him. This is a lesser-known radio show out there somewhere. I don't know yet who she is. A beautiful lady, but let's listen to Joe DiGenova.
Patterns that are starting to get unraveled. Why is this a big deal?
It's a big deal because I have a saying. The FBI used to spy on the Russians. This time they spied on us. What this story is about, it's about a brazen plot to, again, exonerate Hillary Clinton from a clear violation of the law with regard to the way she handled classified information with her private server. Absolutely a crime. Absolutely a felony. It's about finding out why, as the Inspector General is doing at the Department of Justice, why Comey and the senior DOJ officials conducted a fake criminal investigation of Hillary Clinton, followed none of the regular rules, gave her every break in the book, immunized all kinds of people, allowed the destruction of evidence, no grand jury, no subpoenas, no search warrant. That's not an investigation. That's a Potemkin village. It's a farce, and everybody knew it was a farce. The problem was she didn't win. And because she didn't win, the farce became a very serious opera. It wasn't a comic opera anymore. It was a tragic opera. And she was going to be the focus. What this is about is, this is about a lavabo, a cleansing of the FBI and the upper echelons of the Department of Justice. We're going to discover that the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, her deputy, Sally Yates, the head of the National Security Division, John Carlin, Bruce Orr, and other senior DOJ officials and, regrettably, line attorneys, people who were senior career civil servants, violated the law, perhaps committed crimes, and covered up crimes by a presidential candidate. But more than that, they tried to frame an incoming president with a false Russian conspiracy that never existed. And they knew it, and they plotted to ruin him as a candidate and then destroy him as a president. That's why this is important. That's why connecting the dots is important, because the FBI now has to be completely reconstructed from the ground up.
Now, folks, he said all of that in 120 seconds. Did it seem longer than 120 seconds? It did, because he has his power of communication, his integration of the facts, his memory is so devastating. I would not want to be. I don't envy the left wingers that are going to be in court against attorney Joe DiGenova. He is going to mop the floor with their faces. It's going to be beautiful. And that was such an important moment, so wonderful to read that Trump had made DiGenova his attorney. Greg Jarrett of Fox, who agrees with what I just said about DiGenova, he said, of all the attorneys in the world that Donald Trump could have picked to be on his personal staff, You couldn't top. Joe DiGenova is the best. So, I mean, how do we get so lucky as this? And I think it bears out, you know, the best sort of faith that we have in Donald Trump. It can't be an accident that this brilliant man who gets it all, that he just, Donald Trump happened to pick this guy. No, he picked this guy for that very reason, which means Donald Trump gets it, and he gets it all. Let's listen to a few more seconds. By the way, if you want to call in, this is a good time. I'm keeping track of the call-in board here, 800-313-9443. If you've got something, if you want to talk about DiGenova or FISA Gate or FBI Gate, and this is all going to break tonight, more of it, because William Campbell, who is the FBI informant, who smoked out, he's got the data. What a gutsy guy. He kept all of his recordings and his notes and his papers and his documents. He discovered and was the inside informant exposing the Uranium One scandal, which is another set of FBI abetted, Robert Mueller this time as the FBI director, crimes, real felonies, treason against the United States. And that's going to be, William Campbell is going to be on tonight. Sean Hannity is going to be bringing him out. Guess who William Campbell's attorney is? Small world, ladies and gentlemen. Is it a coincidence? Victoria Tensing. Gee. How did that happen? Now she's on the Trump staff. So, folks, there's a tsunami of criminality, of criminal charges coming for the entire galaxy of our enemies that we've been fighting against. So this is going to be an all too beautiful development. Let's go back to Joe DiGenova.
The men and women at the Bureau are great people. That's not who we're talking about. We never have been. We are talking about people like James Comey, McCabe, Strzok, Page, Baker, Prystep, who is a name nobody knows. He's the head of the counterintelligence division, and he was the one who was involved in planning this entire crazy thing involving Fusion GPS, the false dossier, and creating evidence. This is what people have to understand. What the Bureau did was, by working with Fusion GPS and giving contractors access to highly classified information, which they had no legal right to see, they needed to create something they could give to the court, the Foreign Intelligence Court, so that they could get wiretaps and surveillance taps and email taps and phone taps on the Trump people, so that if there was anything, they could find it out. Of course, there was nothing. There never was anything. And they created false facts so that they could get surveillance warrants. Those are all crimes. Every single one of those acts constitutes a crime.
Every single one. And they're not misdemeanors, boys and girls. Felonies. How long does it seem you've been listening now? 3 minutes. Joe DiGenova has covered all of that real estate in 3 minutes. You couldn't compress. And he's speaking extemporaneously to an unknown radio interviewer. Very nice lady. If any of you, by the way, any of you recognize her voice and can tell me who she is, and that would be appreciated. If you may know this interview that Joe DiGenova just did with her. Let's go back in. Why should I summarize it? This guy's a lot better than I am.
Because it was done not for a legitimate law enforcement reason, not for national security reasons, but to create a false case against a candidate, Donald Trump, a president-elect Donald Trump, and a president, Donald Trump. The FISA court opinion of April 27th of 2017 outlines a series of illegal disclosures to contractors. It is believed that among those contractors were Fusion GPS and CrowdStrike. CrowdStrike is the company that was used to bleach Hillary's computer. CrowdStrike, if what is being reported is true, and I've seen two reports about CrowdStrike being among the private contractors that were given access to raw 702 incidental collection of American citizens under FISA warrants. If that is true, they have committed crimes. The Bureau who gave them information committed crimes. There is huge civil liability for CrowdStrike and for the FBI officials. And there is, right now, there's at least two lawsuits pending against Mr. Steele, the former MI6 agent who wrote the Steele dossier at the payment of Fusion GPS. Fusion GPS has been sued. I expect if these facts come out from the FISA court showing that these contractors got this information, they will all be sued. Now, they may declare bankruptcy and not be able to pay, but the people don't realize.
Pause that.
You and your team need to get things done.
Pause that right there, folks. That was something. And there we go. Let's get back to Joe DeGeneva. And one of DeGeneva's big fans is who is it? Who always mispronounces his name as DeGeneva, but it's DeGeneva, a standard classic Italian. Here he is coming back.
Thanks. That the court blanked out. The court did the right thing. It's not supposed to reveal that. But once you start doing oversight, constitutional oversight, those blanks go away to Congress. And we will know shortly who the private contractors were that were allowed to break the law by the FBI. When Comey goes to visit President Trump at the White House about the Flynn case and all that, remember, the president is president at that point. There's no reason for Comey to be doing anything. If the president wanted to meet with him, he didn't have to go. He went and he told the president, for example, about the dossier. Now, why would an FBI director tell a president about this salacious document, which Comey admitted under oath there was no proof for, no validity? He was playing J. Edgar Hoover. He was blackmailing the president of the United States. He was saying, I know all about this. Now, I'm not going to say anything about it, of course. Of course, if it ever gets out, it's just going to be awful. Do you want me to stay in my job? I mean, this Comey is a person so devoid of a moral compass. He describes himself as Thomas Becket. I said the other day, he's not Thomas Becket. He's the assassin, Henry II, who killed Thomas Becket. That's who Comey is. He's an assassin. He's a political assassin.
So when you follow the money of Fusion GPS, if the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign paid Fusion GPS, and that was part of the dossier that went to the FISA court, and it also was marketed through the journalistic community, mm-hmm. Some people think that Fusion GPS was paying a lot of left-wing journalists who became propagandists to add these things to their stories. Have you heard that?
Yeah. Well, I think the understandable storyline that Fusion GPS paid journalists to then go out and tell a story is the complete antithesis of American journalism and the First Amendment. We don't do that in this country. But if they did, and it's pretty clear that they paid a lot of money to a lot of people, among whom were some journalists, there's just no doubt about that. That's a scandal of immense proportion for the American journalism community.
I'll pause it right there. Hot story for me, breaking news. I told you the engineers in Austin are brighter than I am. Well, here's bad news, but it's, well, I guess it's bad news because I would love to have, well, the only thing wrong with Joe DeGeneva going on to Trump's staff was we'd lose him on national radio. We'd lose him on national television. We'd lose him as this most articulate authority because he's been a federal prosecutor. Well, I'll give you the upshot here. The rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say, right after this break. I just found out something. Partly bad news, partly good news. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Need no thought control. And here's the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say. Well, I was sad that we were going to lose to Geneva on as a source, as somebody to quote, play on this show as often as possible. Well, it turns out we're not going to have to use him. Here's a statement from de Geneva that came out in the last couple of days. Here it is. He says, let me find the statement by Victoria Tensing and de Geneva themselves. They themselves say that they can't accept the offer to hire. The president himself says, or his attorney Jay Sekulow says, the president is disappointed that conflicts prevent Joe de Geneva and Victoria Tensing from joining the president's special counsel legal team. That's Jay Sekulow. But, he says, however, those conflicts do not prevent them from assisting the president in other legal matters. The president looks forward to working with them. We may get the best of both worlds, folks. We'll hear de Geneva and Victoria Tensing on the air. We won't lose their genius and wisdom and knowledge and experience and patriotism. And Donald Trump, they will have Donald Trump's ear. No one specified what the conflict was, but could be anything. Tensing and DeGeneva represent people who may have an iron in the fire on the cases that they were being asked to handle, and that may give them a conflict of interest. I know that Victoria Tensing represents William Campbell, who is the FBI informant who's been kept stuffed in a trash can for many years now by the FBI, hiding him from us, the public. Maybe that is one of the conflicts. I had another quote here from, there is a quote, if I can find it, from DeGeneva. Here's DeGeneva and Tensing. They released a joint statement saying, "We thank the president for his confidence in us, and we look forward to working with him on other matters." That was provided in a statement to the Associated Press. So there you have it. So let's say, hey, the president's loss is your gain and mine. We're going to continue to hear stuff like this. Another couple minutes of Joe DeGeneva. To me, this is just, this man, Hannity's good, but even Hannity's brilliant mind isn't as razor sharp on every point in this case as is Joe DeGeneva.
Seem to care little about that. The only thing the American journalism community seems to care about is destroying Donald Trump. It's fascinating to me that the people who cared so deeply about governmental institutions in Watergate could care less about them now, because it's another Republican who's being destroyed. This is as bad as it gets. When you have the government, the FBI and the DOJ being absolutely corrupted because of their motivations, and when you have the journalistic community being bought, it seems to me that's pretty bad for all the institutions involved. And journalism is now below Congress in terms of approval ratings. This is not going to help them. There have been rumors about the reason GPS fought the House Intelligence Committee subpoena was to prevent, not who their clients were. That's nonsense. They were protecting the people that they paid. And it's pretty obvious that Fusion GPS, they can pay anybody they want for information. They're not a government agency. They're not bombed. If they want to pay for information and they think it's truthful or not truthful, but they want it, they can do that. It's clear that the reason they tried to protect, and they went to court to try and stop the House subpoena, but they lost in front of Judge Richard Leon, was to protect to whom they were paying money to get information. I have read reports, I don't know whether they're true or not, that they paid a number of journalists to spread information about the dossier. It's not going to be long, though, because the House now has all of those records. They've been reviewed. And Devin Nunes, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, has now and will start next week briefing individual members of the House in closed sessions about what they've discovered. And I'm sure that what will leak out is who Fusion GPS paid. Fusion GPS, by the way, is really a joke. They wrote an op-ed piece in the New York Times about a week ago criticizing the House committee and saying, release all the transcripts and everything. Of course, everything that was released was blanked out because it had information that they wanted protected. I think what's quite clear is that they were a private intelligence service. They sold their services to the highest bidder. That was the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee, and eventually the FBI, which used them and bootstrapped their information into FISA applications. It is.
We'll pause it right there. Take calls right after this break. So stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Hey, folks, politically incorrect. Let's listen to a little bit more here to Joe DeGeneva. And this is the best. This is so concise. I just listened to it again a little while ago. I learn more each time. Razor sharp mind. What's the story on Mueller? What's the real story on Rosenstein? And listen, DeGeneva's got it all.
The Russian collusion was a complete fabrication of the Democratic National Committee, the Clinton campaign, Fusion GPS, senior DOJ and FBI officials to create a way to dirty up Trump as a candidate and then destroy him as a president. There is literally no evidence whatsoever that has ever been produced of any conspiracy. And let me just say something that I find deeply offensive. The appointment of the special counsel was completely unnecessary. There was no need for a special counsel. I don't know why Rod Rosenstein did it, but he did it. But there was no justification for it. And in fact, in his appointment letter and memorandum about it, he admits there's no crime that's been discovered, but for political reasons, this needs to be investigated. Well, that's just utter nonsense. Look what he's done to an incoming president. Look at what he's done to the country by appointing a special counsel. That should have been handed off to a bunch of senior DOJ officials who are being monitored by a political appointee who would keep them within the legitimate bounds of an investigation. Mueller has not brought one charge involving collusion with Russians. He's never going to bring a charge involving collusion because there was none. The charges against Manafort predate his association with Donald Trump by many, many years. The lying to the FBI charge against Michael Flynn is a ludicrous charge. I know why he did it. He wanted to save his family and his son from everything. Flynn was indicted for lying to the FBI about conduct that is completely legal, talking to the Russian ambassador, talking to anybody overseas. He could do that when he was an employee of the campaign or when he was on the transition team. All of that is perfectly legal conduct. George Papadopoulos, who pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI. He lied to the FBI about perfectly legal conduct, about his contacts with people overseas. There's nothing illegal about that. Any American in the government or outside the government can communicate with any foreigner they want to. Now, if they take money and they're representing them, they have to report that. They have to, and that Manafort did not do, and so maybe there's a case there. I don't know. Who knows what the circumstances were. But the bottom line is this. Mueller and the way he has conducted his investigation is an embarrassment to anyone who's ever been a special counsel, which I was. I was an independent counsel. Hiring all of these partisan Democrats to conduct the investigation, he's not naive. But Bob Mueller's been around too long. You can't be that dumb to not realize how horrible it is to have these people are not biased against the president. They have an animus toward the president. There is a distinct difference. I believe that his investigation, Mueller's entire investigation, tainted by this animus. There's no way you can have people who have donated to the Clintons, donated to Obama, represented the Clinton Foundation, represented Clinton individuals in criminal investigations, and then have those given to President Trump's opponent, investigate President Trump. I don't know what Mueller is thinking of.
Since you're bringing up...
Now we'll go forward just a little bit. I mean, how could you say it more eloquently than that, folks? This is like poetry.
A Russia collusion story for Obama Clinton.
Mueller, first of all, never should have been appointed because there was no need for one, a special counsel. That's number one. Number two, he never should have been appointed because he knows James Comey. They're personal and professional friends and have been so for many years. Comey is a target of this investigation. He's clearly been involved in activities which could be deemed illegal and criminal. There's no way Mueller can investigate him or anybody else at the senior people that he worked with. And yet, here he is investigating Russian collusion when he presided over, as FBI director, the investigation into Uranium One.
Bingo.
Which was a clear kickback bribery scheme by the Russians to bribe Bill Clinton as ex-president with speech money, to bribe Hillary Clinton with speech money for her husband and $145 million in contributions
Bingo.
To the Clinton Foundation, and to get a result of selling 20% of the uranium supply of the United States to a Russian-controlled company. The notion that Mueller could investigate that, having been a party to the investigation, is ridiculous. But here's the other thing. Mueller.
Now, folks, there it is right there. Now, that's what's breaking tonight. William Campbell, the suppressed FBI informant who bravely has kept his notes and his information and his recordings and his documents, he's bringing it all out. Geneva just ran it by you, Robert Mueller, was in charge of the FBI. When the FBI signed off on the Uranium One crime and the investigation of the crime, the $145 million that went to the Clinton Foundation in exchange, pay for play, 20% of our uranium. I mean, you couldn't make this up, folks. A publisher wouldn't publish it. Not instead of our aluminum or our bauxite or our feldspar or cotton. No, of all the elements in the table of elements, 20% of our uranium. I mean, does that scream national security? You know, this case, the Mueller situation, is so obvious, it's sort of like a dumb test. How dumb are people to not get the insanity of having the criminal investigate the crime?
Or was FBI...
I mean, this isn't... DeGeneva mentions Comey. How can Mueller investigate his friend, his BFF? His BFF! How can he investigate his BFF? Well, that certainly is bad, but it gets better. Mueller is supposed to investigate himself? I mean, who's ever been stupid enough to buy something like that?
Director of Time knew about the Uranium One investigation of Russian corruption and bribery.
Mueller.
Did he go to tell James Comey or anybody at the Justice Department that this case was under investigation and that they should warn CFIUS, the committee that approves foreign investment? Did he go? And if he went to see somebody in the Justice Department, like let's say he went to see Eric Holder, and Eric Holder, who sits on CFIUS, says, I don't think that's relevant to the sale of Uranium One. Or did Eric say, okay, fine, I'll let him know. We do not know what CFIUS was told about Uranium One. There have been published reports that they were told nothing about it. And here's the other part of this. If Mueller knew that this was there, why didn't he go to CFIUS on his own and say, I don't know what you're being told, but I'm going to report to you that this is pretty serious stuff and you need to know about it.
The FBI director is a member of CFIUS. The attorney general, Eric Holder, is a member of the committee that signs off on all sales of strategic materials to foreign nations.
He didn't do that. Why didn't Mueller do that? And so what we're left with is this nagging sensation that all of a sudden these really great investigators lose all of their skills and nobody talks to anybody about Uranium One. The other thing is this. Everybody always says in defense of Hillary, well, she was only one of nine. There were nine agencies. But they forget the one, the most important fact of all. It only takes one vote to stop a deal. Hers. And you know what? She was bought. She wasn't going to vote no. She knew about the bribery that was going on. Her husband was involved in it. She could have stopped the Uranium One sale with one vote. That's all it takes in CFIUS. If one member of CFIUS, one of nine, says no, it is done. She didn't vote no, and she could have. So the answer to this is, it's not that she was one of nine. It's that she was one of nine, and she didn't stop it.
So if the House were to turn over to the Democrats after the midterm elections, what are the stakes for the truth that we're trying to get told in these investigative matters?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's why it's important for the House to complete its work now and not wait any longer. I mean, it's clear that Adam Schiff and the Democrats are trying to delay so that they can prevent the publication of any information. That's, of course, not going to happen. The Republicans will publish all their information. They'll release all the information well in advance of November of 2018 and January of 2019. If the Democrats were to take over the House, that would be a disaster.
Wow, folks. Have you thought about that? Very good question from this radio interviewer. And very scary answer from Joe DeGeneva. Only there aren't that many months left until November. What are we looking at? April, May, June, July, August, September, October. 7 months between now and then. And if the likes of Adam Schiff were, heaven forbid, to take over the committees headed by people like Devin Nunes and Jim Jordan, that would be a catastrophe.
From a public policy standpoint, and certainly for the president, I have no doubt that there would be a number of Democrats that would want to try and impeach President Trump. I actually don't know if they could succeed, even in the House, if it were run by Democrats. But if they did, they'd never be able to do anything in the Senate. It just wouldn't work. You have to have 67 votes to convict in the Senate. They're never going to get them.
Okay, that was the Daily Caller. The Daily Caller News Foundation. And I'm trying to remember who set that up. Maybe one of you in the audience remembers. I knew it, and I've forgotten it. Who created the Daily Caller? That was what I thought. The engineer just jumped in, folks. Tucker Carlson. Created by Tucker Carlson. Good job, Tucker. Very good. This lady, the great guest and the great interview and the great questions. So, and again, the engineer, I told you he's smarter than I am. He let me know that DeGeneva's had to back out, as has Victoria Tunsing. And if you want to call in and join in on any of this or any of the news, which I'll take a look at in just a moment, 800-313-9443 is the number. Let's just scan across the top of my computers in front of me here. Some interesting headlines. Here's a far-out story. I'll just read it. Who can digest this yet? Mitt Romney runs as immigration hawk. He says DACA kids shouldn't all be allowed to stay legally. Well, heck, that's good news. Mitt Romney? Romney running to the right of Donald Trump on the immigration question, which is the question. Hey, I like that. I don't know how real that's going to be with old Mitt, but we'll see. Mitt Romney signaled he was against amnesty for DACA recipients, claiming he was more of a hawk on immigration than President Donald Trump. Now, what's beautiful about that, folks, is that Mitt Romney, if he keeps that up, he's giving Donald Trump cover on the right so that Donald Trump can move further to the right, challenging him from the right, forcing Donald Trump to come out there further to the right. And, hey, if that happens, thank you, Mitt Romney. Never thought I'd be saying that. Republicans gaining ground in midterm election polls. That assuages some of the concern about what DeGeneva just said. What if Devin Nunes loses that chairmanship, and the Republicans lose control of that intelligence and judiciary and oversight committees? Here's a headline I can't cover tonight, but I want to cover it in the future. Big story in the Wall Street Journal. You can't work your way through college anymore. Boy, do they back that up with their facts in this article. And that's bad news for my kids, your kids, our grandkids. You can't work your way through college anymore. It's too damned expensive. And this article takes you back through the history when you could get through Yale on less than $2,000 a year. Tuition, room, and board at Yale, $1,800 in 1956. Wow. And today, you're looking at, it's in here somewhere, $67,000. That's a huge change that you can't work your way through college. Another headline, that's an interesting story. Well, here's a good one. I didn't want to miss this one. Secret Empires, the book we've been touting here from Peter Schweizer, the expose on the corruption that's at the top of the political class now. Peter Schweizer's book is going to debut at number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Ah, that's sweet. That's wonderful. So we'll be covering that. And Sean Hannity has promised Peter Schweizer an appearance once a week on his show. Here's a story I didn't have a chance to get into. I don't watch South Park. I just don't have time. I don't have a TV set, frankly. But the creators, if you may be more of a up on South Park than I am, the two creators, who are they? Matt Stone and Trey Parker, the guys who write these episodes, they stun the liberal Hollywood crowd by announcing, "We're Republicans." And I went back and I looked at some interviews they've done in the last year or two, a couple years, one with Charlie Rose, where they kind of give some heavy hints that they're not your standard Hollywood left-winger liberals. And they say it in kind of a joking way, and Charlie Rose is nervously laughing, but they're not really joking, Charlie. So that's an interesting headline that's come out. We got one last break, one last segment. If you call in immediately, I could get you in. Otherwise, we'll have some closing thoughts after this last break. Stay tuned.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over
there. Hey, we're back,
there,
folks.
Telling me,
and I've got a few rapid-fire announcements to give you as we close our last segment here. Don't let me forget. I promised to do this. Sometimes I'm going to forget. We've got a great conference coming up, a great get-together of patriots. The American Freedom Party is a sponsor. I'm one of the directors, and I'm a big enthusiast, of course. The Council of Conservative Citizens is a sponsor. I'm a member there as well. But this is going to be a great conference. It's June 15, 16, and 17, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, at Montgomery Bell State Park, just west of Nashville, Tennessee. It's beautiful. It's a great chance for you to meet folks. I'll be there. I hope some of you can be there. And everything is wild. The inn, the hotel, the conference facilities, the banquet facilities, the restaurant, it's all there. The nature, the great Tennessee State Park Rangers, it's beautiful. You're going to love it. Bring your kids. Bring your spouse. In fact, this is the same location where Jared Taylor holds his American Renaissance Conference every year, and that's coming up April 27, 28, and 29, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, just as we are doing. I'm going to be there, too, by the way. That's April 27, 28, and 29, the American Renaissance Conference. A huge success last year. 300 of us were there. It's just best conference ever. So come to our conference, which would be the same place, or come to both. But don't miss ours, June 15, 16, and 17 at Montgomery Bell State Park. Oh, and how can you find out more about it? TheAmericanFreedomParty.us is our website. TheAmericanFreedomParty.us. Go there. You'll see a big link to the conference, and just follow the link, and you can see how you can register a room. $100 a night. It's a bargain. The fee for the event, only $125. That's half the price of the American Renaissance fee coming up, I think now, actually. It's half that fee. And the banquet fees are the same, $35. If you're within driving distance, oh, please, you're going to kick yourself if you don't come. If you're within driving distance, I'm going to pay a bundle for airfare from up here in North Dakota. But it's worth it. So I encourage you to do that. And then, let's see here. As we're closing out the show, I mentioned I don't have a TV set. Actually, I do. I have a big, giant screen, which is a TV set. But I don't use it much. I climbed up on the roof on the third floor of my house and put a big exotic antenna up there, pointed it south to Fargo, North Dakota, 70 miles away, and I can get all the stations from down there. But you know what? I just don't want to watch them, except Fox. I love Fox, so I do watch that. Other than that, it's a big waste. We'll be back with you again tomorrow night. We're on Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. here on RBN. And so appreciative of your help to this show. See you tomorrow night, folks. So long for now.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.